Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. We want to start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care for us. Please open our eyes and help us to understand what you want us to learn. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you're back with me. We have been learning about who our neighbor is and who Jesus says our neighbor is and how we are to treat our neighbors, right? Have you been able to reach out to your neighbors? I hope you have. I know that you will find such a blessing when you connect with your neighbors. That's what Jesus wants from all of us, is to connect as a community. We have a new story today. We are continuing the story about Jesus and the Pharisees and a story that he told. The Pharisees didn't like Jesus. They were always hoping to trick him into saying something that would get him into trouble. They wanted to stop him from talking to people and from doing miracles. So when Jesus was talking to some people one day, the Pharisees got a lawyer to ask him a question. Why do you think they got a lawyer? Have you ever wondered? Well, lawyers are really good with words. They are amazing when it comes to words. They know the meanings of words. They know how to use words in the best way to really bring home their point. And you know, a lawyer is someone who advises and represents others in legal matters. Now, this lawyer was friends with these Pharisees, and so they pulled him aside and they said, "Hey, we want you to talk to Jesus and to ask him this question for us." So that's what he did. The Pharisees were hoping that Jesus' answer to the question would get him into trouble. So what was that question? I want you to look it up in Luke chapter 10, verse 25. We're going to go to Luke chapter 10. Now the Bible's divided into two parts. You have the Old Testament is the first part, and then the New Testament is towards the back of the Bible. In the New Testament, there's different books: Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. So here we go. Luke chapter 10. The chapters are the big numbers. Chapter 10, verse, did you remember? 25. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. Once you get to 10, look down until you see the little number that says 25.
"And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'"
The Pharisees were sure that in obeying all of their rules, they would have eternal life. They knew that if I just follow these rules that are in the books of Moses, then I am going to go to heaven. Those people who don't follow all those rules are not going to heaven, so I want nothing to do with them. They believed that they would go to heaven. They would have eternal life if they followed these rules. And they knew that Jesus didn't obey all of these made-up rules. They had some pretty funny rules. And if people didn't follow those rules, then they were not saved. Jesus knew that they were trying to trick him. So he answered by asking the lawyer a question. It's always good if somebody's trying to trick you to turn it around and ask them another question, instead of having to answer it yourself. So here's the question that Jesus asked. I'm going to have Aiden tell it to us.
He said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?"
The lawyer knew the answer to Jesus' question. He didn't need to repeat all of the Ten Commandments, did he? No, he just told Jesus what the Ten Commandments meant. So instead of saying it all out, every single commandment, he simplified it down to two parts. What were those parts? I'm going to have Micah read this for us.
So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
Was he right? He was right. We are to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts and love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus told him that he was right. Look in verse 28. This is what he said.
And he said to him, "You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live."
Now, the lawyer felt uncomfortable. He knew that he didn't love God with all of his heart. And he wasn't really loving others as himself, and he really didn't want to think about it, so he asked another question. Here's what he asked in verse 29.
But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?"
The Pharisees didn't think that neighbors were just anybody. They thought that the neighbors were people that were good people, or who they thought were good people, or who gave them lots of money. They were just sure that the lawyer's question would be hard for Jesus to answer because they knew that he loved everybody. And so it would be hard for him to cut somebody out. But Jesus didn't argue with them. He did not stoop to their level. Instead, he told them about something that had happened not long before. It was something that all the people knew about. It was a story that they had heard, and some of them might have even been in the crowd. You know, before we get to the story, and we're going to jump into that tomorrow, but before we get into that story, what are the two questions that the lawyer asked? Do you remember? Number one, what must I do to have eternal life? Do you think that's a good question? What must I do to be saved? And the second question, do you remember what that one was? Who is my neighbor? He wanted to know, okay, if you say to love my neighbor, then I need to know who that is so that I can have eternal life. Those are very important questions. And if someone were to ask you, what would you say? I want you to think about that. What would you say if somebody asked, what must I do to have eternal life? And who is my neighbor? Before we go, we want to stop and have prayer. So can you bow your heads with me, close your eyes, fold your hands, and we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, the Bible, that gives us wisdom and helps us to know what we are to do, how we are to treat people, how to be like you. Come into my heart, come into each child's heart today, and fill us with your Spirit. Help us to reach out to those around us, to reach out to our neighbors, to look for ways that we can share your love with others. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Now, before we go, we want to have our memory verse. It's been so fun learning our memory verse song. We've gone over it a couple days now, so you should know it, right? So go ahead and sing right along.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.